Title: Warehouse Rewind Moment Humanize Lab, with crunchy Sampar texture in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. All right, let's build a proper Warehouse Rewind Moment in Ableton Live 12. Not just a cool tape stop, but that real pull-up energy, where the track slams the brakes, the room breathes for a second, and then the reload hits even harder. This is an intermediate lesson, and we're treating the rewind like a mastering moment, meaning, we're going to get it gritty and dramatic, but we're not going to destroy the master bus or turn the drop into limiter soup. We're focusing on two main ingredients. First, Humanize Lab. Micro timing, velocity, and transient control so the lead-in feels performed, not copy-pasted. Second, crunchy sampler texture. That old-school resampled too many times dubplate character, using stock Live 12 devices like Simpler or Sampler, Saturator, Redux, Roar, Glue, Eck, the usual heavy hitters. Let's start with session prep. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. I'll aim at 165, because that's a sweet spot for jungle energy without feeling rushed. Now group your drums. Select your drum tracks. Command or Control G, and name the group Drum Bus. Next, create a new audio track called Print. Set audio from to master, or your full mix bus if you're routing that way. Set monitor to off. The whole point is, we're going to resample the rewind moment into audio so it's consistent, easy to edit, and master safe. Coach note here, when you record to print, leave headroom on purpose. Don't mix into red. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dBFS on that printed clip. You'll get all the aggression you need from saturation and limiting later. Headroom is what keeps the break, reverse, and reverb tails from smearing into your limiter. Now arrangement. A rewind works because the music gets out of the way. If you try to pull up while the mix stays full power, it doesn't read as a rewind. It reads as my plugin glitched. Here's a classic 16-bar vibe you can follow. Bars 1 through 8. Full groove, rolling, tension rising. Tiny fills, riser, maybe a vocal shot. Bar 9. A call moment. Think snare fill, horn stab, or a big shout. Bar 10. The rewind begins. Break plus reverse plus wash. Bar 11. Silence or a filtered tail. Bar 12. Optional reload. Vocal. Bar 13. Drop returns, and it's kick and snare right in your face. One practical move that matters a lot. At the start of the rewind, mute the sub, or high pass it hard. Sub plus reverb tail equals limiter panic. We want impact, not woompy pumping. Now we get into Humanize Lab. Open your main break or drum clip. We're going to humanize the tops and ghosts, but keep the snare steady. Jungle can be chaotic, but the backbeat can't be drunk. If your snare drifts, the whole tune loses authority. First, groove pool. Grab a groove something like a Swing 16 variant, or any MPC you shuffle you like and apply it to your break clip. Set timing around 10 to 20%. Subtle. Velocity around 5 to 15%. Random around 2 to 6%. Now, manual micro nudging. Pick maybe 3 to 6 ghost hats or little shuffles. Nudge them plus or minus 5 to 12 milliseconds. Small. We're not doing late flam, we're doing human hands. Drop their velocity so they're about 15 to 30% lower than your main hats. Teacher tip. Do the nudging while looping a short section and stop the moment it feels like it's trying to be funky. Jungle groove is confident. The humanization should feel inevitable, not cute. Next, transient control on the drum bus, because this is how you make the lead-in hit hard before you yank the audio backwards. On drum bus, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere like 2 to 6. Crunch about 10 to 25%. Damp around 3 to 8 kHz to tame fizz. And transients up. Somewhere like plus 5 to plus 20. Then add glue compressor after it. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Turn soft clip on. What this does is it tightens the drum picture, adds snap, and gives you that grab right before the pull up. It's like you're winding up the punch, then yanking the floor out. Now let's actually build the rewind effect. Audio first, master safe. Arm the print track. Record 4 to 8 bars that include the lead-in hit and the start of the rewind. Then consolidate the recorded audio so it's one clean clip. Duplicate it. Clip A is your clean backup. Clip B is your rewind design clip. Now the tape stop break. For the most tape-like feel in live, set warp mode on clip B to repitch. Repitch is what gives you that pitch-down slowdown that actually sounds like tape or a deck getting grabbed. To create the break, grab the last strong transient before the pull-up, usually the last snare or the last downbeat, and stretch the tail so it slows down over about half a bar to a bar. You're literally extending time so the audio decelerates. Goal check. You want noticeable deceleration, but not mush. If you stretch too far, your drums turn into oatmeal. If you stretch too little, it sounds like a tiny hiccup instead of a pull-up. Now add the reverse suckback. Duplicate the last one beat of the printed audio. Reverse it. Then add a quick fade in, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, and put a slightly longer fade out on it too if you need it. Important coach note, anytime you reverse or warp audio, use micro fades, 1 to 5 milliseconds at the start, 5 to 20 at the end. Controlled clicks can be vibey, but accidental clicks just sound like mistakes. On that reversed layer, add auto filter. Set it to low pass 24. Start the cutoff around 4 to 8kHz and sweep it down to around 500hz to 1kHz. Resonance around 10 to 20%. Then add reverb or hybrid reverb after it. Decay 2 to 4 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient still reads. High cut around 6 to 10kHz. Wet around 15 to 30% if it's inserted, or go 100% wet if you're doing it on a return. That's your vacuum moment. The room gets pulled inward, and now the return has space to feel illegal. Now we do the crunchy sampler texture. Duplicate resample layer. Duplicate your printed clip again to a new audio track called Crunch. Keep it low in the mix. This is texture, not the main signal. Here's the move. Put that audio into simpler. You can right-click and slice to a new MIDI track by transients if you want that chopped. Breaky control. Or just drag the audio into simpler in classic mode for continuous playback. In simpler, set it to classic mode. Turn warp off for raw sample behavior. Use the filter. Low pass 12 around 8 to 12kHz, just rolling off the pristine top a bit. Add some filter drive, maybe 2 to 6dB. Optional but very jungle. A tiny pitch envelope. Set the amount negative, like minus 5 to minus 15. Decay 50 to 120 milliseconds. That gives you that steady, old sampler bite, like the transient is slightly collapsing. Now the crunch chain. Keep it warehouse, but controlled. First, saturator, mode, analog clip, drive, 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, then redux, but careful, downsample around 4 to 10, bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits, dry slash wet low, like 10 to 25%, then roar, subtle, start from something gentle, drive like 5 to 15%, keep the tone slightly dark. Mix 10 to 30%, then EQ8, high pass around 150 to 250hz. This is non-negotiable. Keep the sub clean in the main mix. If it's harsh, dip 2 to 4kHz a little. If you want that boxy room character, a tiny bump around 200 to 400hz can help. Blend tip, keep crunch about 18 to 10dB below your main mix. When you mute it, you should miss it. When it's too loud, you'll know, because your drop suddenly loses clarity. Extra sound design option if you want more age without harshness. Create a return track called IR. Put a gentle noise source or vinyl distortion into a EQ8 with a high pass around 200hz and a gentle shelf down, above 10kHz, then light saturator. Send only your rewind audio to IIR. Keep it barely audible. This is the cassette air that makes the whole moment feel physical. Now let's talk mastering focus. This is where people mess it up. Group all rewind elements, break audio, reverse, wash, crunch into a group called Rewind Bus. On Rewind Bus, insert EQ8 first. High pass 30 to 40hz. We're protecting the deepest sub-region. Optionally, a gentle high shelf down from 10 to 12kHz if it's fizzy. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds so the transient can poke through. Release auto. Aim for 1 to 2dB of gain reduction. Then a limiter, but as safety, not loudness. Ceiling minus 1dB. Aim for only 1 to 2dB of limiting on peaks. Coach note. Check mono compatibility on your wash. Reverb and reverse can go super wide and then vanish in mono. Temporarily, put utility on the rewind bus and set width to 0 to audition. If it collapses, reduce extreme stereo in the reverb, or keep the reverse suck more mid-focused. Now, master chain sanity. Keep your master stable. Tiny EQ corrections only, maybe very light glue. Then your main limiter with a ceiling at minus 1 dB. Don't chase loudness while designing the rewind. Do that later. And here's the key mastering moment idea. Automate the rewind bus gain down 1 to 3 dB during the wash. Let the drop hit your normal master chain unchanged. The crowd perceives the return as bigger even if the integrated loudness barely moves. This is the psychological trick. Contrast beats raw level. If you still hear the master limiter pumping during the rewind, don't fight it by pushing harder. Pull the rewind bus down slightly, or automate the master limiter input down 1 to 2 dB for that section. Your drop will thank you. Now the reload return. Make it hit like a crime. Right after the rewind, give yourself contrast. Even half a bar of silence is powerful. Or do you only tops and a vocal shard for a beat? Then a little pre-drop spice, a single snare phlegm, or an amen stutter right in the last eighth note before the drop. Keep it short. Bring the sub back exactly on the one. No fade in. If your break stretch messed with timing, don't trust the bar line. Zoom in and align the first kick and snare transient exactly where you want the impact. Reference the transient, not the grid. Optional vocal one shot, rewind, or pull up. Put echo on it, eighth or quarter notes. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter the repeat stark so it doesn't clutter the drop. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't overhumanize the snare. Stable backbeat, human tops. Don't let sub into the wash. High pass rewind layers. Don't go too hard on redux and roar. Crunch is seasoning. Don't make the rewind too long. Often one bar break, one bar moment, then back in is enough. And don't forget contrast. If everything stays loud and full, it won't feel like a pull-up. Mini practice exercise, 15 minutes. Pick an 8-bar loop with break, kick and snare, bass and a stab. Print it to print, and make a 2-bar rewind version. Add a crunch layer with saturator, redux, EQ8, humanize only hats and ghosts with groove pool. Timing 15%, velocity 10%, random 4%. Then a slash B test, rewind bus on and off, crunch layer on and off. Your goal is that the drop return feels louder and cleaner, even if the meters are similar.